So I went to Lavender Hill near my end of the road to just see what's going on. Because I thought actually it wouldn't even be up there, but as it's really quiet on my side, more towards the north side of the common, and then as you get towards Lavender Hill, you can start to hear the alarms. And there was a white van with a couple of people kind of hanging around it having a cigarette. And then as you got closer to the corner, right outside of Elephant on the Hill, or it used to be called the Tay Bridge, there was a group of about 20 youth in hoodies, black hoodies, and masks out in the corner. And you can see a few people just trying to get home, and then a couple of others who are trying to get down the street with stolen goods. So right now, all the shops in that area seem to be completely untouched. And I was quite surprised because there's a music shop that's just across the street from the Tay Bridge that no one had gone into, but there was alarms going off. And it sounds like the alarms have been going off for a while. And there's no police. There's no one out. And so on the corner, so I loop back around to go back home because I immediately felt unsafe but didn't want to seem suspicious. I desperately actually wanted to get a license plate number of some sort, but obviously I did not want to stand around. But as I was leaving, the youth were like, "Nope, we're moving on to the next place," and they're like, "Yeah," how it sounded, it's hard to say word for word, but basically they were saying there was someone that had told them there was basically stuff to loot there. There's nothing was going down, and they were going to move on somewhere else. So a group about I'd say a group went to a minivan, so there'd be about maybe 1, 2, 5, 7 people. And then another group went up the road to get into another car and then into the white van. So there was a number of people who were mobilized. And I think that was the scariest part, is not only were people there in masks and hoodies and waiting, and this is my neighborhood, and I have never seen this in my neighborhood. I've been here for 5.5 years. To see that was is scary and just heartbreaking. Just so heartbreaking. And so hopefully the at least the small businesses near my house will be unaffected, but from what I'm hearing in the news, this is the probably the saddest day that I've ever had in London. So hopefully it gets better, but I can still hear the helicopters and I can still see the news coming in saying that there's fires down near the Clapham Junction and it's not going away and it's not stopping.